Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, October 23rd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Ed Stack, the CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods and a longtime GOP donor, testing the waters for a possible third-party presidential bid that could scramble the dynamic to the 2020 general election. Of course, people would have to know who Ed Stack is for that to happen first. Two, new numbers out from the federal government show fewer Americans are dying in traffic accidents, but officials aren't sure exactly why that is. According to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, traffic deaths in 2018 dropped for the second year in a row, more than 900 fewer deaths compared to 2017. And number one, Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham railed against the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry, calling it illegitimate and unconstitutional, said he plans to introduce a Senate resolution that would argue any articles of impeachment should be dismissed in the Senate without a trial. Hear more from Lindsey Graham in just a bit. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome to this Wednesday morning edition of the program. Joining us in this hour three, we'll talk with Ron Rademacher in just a little bit. Jan Waas, a Second Amendment advocate spokesperson, and Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center, all coming up in this hour of the Steve Gruber Show, so stick around. I'm the general manager of the student radio station at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where I also serve as a lecturer in journalism. That means I teach a bit, too. Host podcasts for the college, like the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, which you can hear on many of these fine radio stations on the weekend as well. You can also find it wherever fine podcasts are found. Host the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast and Political Beats at National Review, where I also have a few things published recently, too. This past weekend, a review essay on a new book by Steve Gorman and Stephen Hayden. Steve Gorman was the drummer for the Black Crowes, the great rock and roll band. He's written a book about his time in the band and the band's history, and I'm a massive fan, and so I have a review slash essay about the book up at nationalreview.com, which you can find and read and, well, potentially enjoy, I suppose. That's really up to you. But it's there if you'd like to take a look at nationalreview.com. Where do we want to go? The Lindsey Graham comments, get to those in a second. I want to make sure I just mention this because it's popping up all over the place this morning. The CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods. So the guy who made the decision to stop selling, guns at Dick's Sporting Goods and then destroy them, testing the waters for a possible third-party presidential bid. This is Politico. Various messages were presented to focus groups in southern Wisconsin this week, centering on Ed Stack, along with possible three-way matchups against Donald Trump and Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren. The focus group, according to a source, ran through varying themes involving Stack and heavily focused on his example of, quote, showing leadership by halting the sale of assault-style rifles at all Dick's Sporting Goods. Prospect of a well-funded third-party candidate could have a significant impact in a race where Trump is expected to be unable to win a majority of the vote. He won 46% in 2016, so I don't think it's all that crazy to think that he might not get to 50 this time. Doesn't mean he's not going to win. But source familiar with Stack's thinking said, quote, Mr. Stack enjoys running Dick's Sporting Goods and has no plans to run for any elected office. Of course, the question becomes, why then are you running focus groups in southern Wisconsin? The focus group was shown videos of other candidates like Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Howard Schultz, and then Stack's messaging. A focus group member declined to be named for the political story. The question, would you be open to voting for a third-party candidate? Stack is 64 years old, billionaire, and also wrote a new book called It's How We Play the Game. Also attacked Mitch McConnell this week for failing to make headway on gun reform. I hate those phrases. Oh, yes, gun reform. Yeah. So, Ed Stack, Dick's Sporting Goods CEO, you might see his name, you might see some ads, you might see some spending from him if he decides to go third party in 2020. He's a single issue kind of guy. Well, I shouldn't say that. He's known as a single issue guy because of the gun play. at Dick's Sporting Goods, or the, you know, the play for gun voters via Dick's Sporting Goods, would be something if that were a real long-term play. Yes, we're going to stop selling assault rifles at Dick's because I'm thinking about a presidential run, and this might get people on my side. Yeah. Lindsey Graham, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, on with Sean Hannity last night. Lindsey Graham not happy with how the House is moving forward with some of this impeachment business. And he has a resolution he's going to introduce in front of the Senate. His first cut is explaining exactly what that would do. Lindsey Graham last night on with Hannity, cut one.
Yeah, so this resolution puts the Senate on record condemning the House for the future of the presidency. We cannot allow future presidents and this president to be impeached based on an inquiry in the House that's never been voted upon, that does not allow the president to confront the witnesses against him, call witnesses on his behalf, and cross-examine people who are accusing him of misdeeds. All I'm asking is give Donald Trump the same rights as Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton had when it comes to impeachment. And I'm insisting that Donald Trump be given the same rights every American has if you're given a parking ticket to confront the witnesses against you. Can't be based on hearsay. And here's the point of the resolution. Any impeachment vote based on this process to me is illegitimate, is unconstitutional, and should be dismissed in the Senate without a trial.
Lindsey Graham last night on with Hannity on Hannity on Fox News. And we have time. We'll squeeze in the second cut as well. More Lindsey Graham talking about his thoughts on what the House is doing and why the Senate shouldn't even consider things, perhaps, if it comes their way. Cut two.
This whole this opening statement by Bill Taylor today, everybody is breathless. Here's a question. Why does the president of the Ukraine deny there's a quid pro quo? What do you know that he doesn't know? Why did the president of the Ukraine say during the phone call, I didn't know aid was suspended? And the president of the Ukraine, the alleged victim of all this, denies that there was a quid pro quo. He didn't feel threatened by the president of the United States. That only happens if you can confront the witnesses against you. This process in the House is being conducted behind closed doors. Republicans are being shut out. And if you had an inquiry vote, that allows Republicans and the president to call witnesses and to confront people accusing the president of misdeeds. That's what happened with Clinton. That's what happened with Nixon and Andrew Johnson. This is un-American at its core. What the House of Representatives is doing is a process of political revenge. It is alien to American due process. It should be dismissed quickly in the United States Senate. So what would happen if they impeach the president based on this closed door, behind the scenes, lack of due process inquiry? We should dismiss it without a trial because it's illegitimate on its face. And if it is allowed to stand, there's no protection for future presidents.
As I mentioned, Lindsey Graham, good friends with John McCain, of course, and has a bit of McCain in him when he gets his teeth into an issue, so to speak. You saw that during the Kavanaugh hearing, certainly. And this appears to be one as well, where Lindsey Graham isn't going to look to back down anytime soon. Coming up next, Ron Rademacher takes us around Michigan, tells us what's happening. It's a beautiful time of the year. Ron knows more than you, probably, about the best places to find exciting and beautiful things to see. Scott Bertram in for Steve Hamm, the Steve Gruber Show.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory,
They briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.